This week, we've been talking about the murky world of tracking of how companies like Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Apple follow our every footstep. I'm Jefferson Graham. This is Talking Tech, and today is the summation, the bottom line edition, how these companies could improve. What we've learned, how Facebook and Google are the greediest of data consumers tracking us on smartphones, even if we're not using their apps. How under the guise of opt-in, the companies say these features are accepted by consumers who are urged to do so in order to grab another app feature, because the companies are not upfront with them. At no time in these smartphone pop-ups do the companies actually spell out in black and white that doing so, opting in, will enable them to track our every move. We've learned how Amazon is recording our conversations at home and in the car via the Alexa personal assistant, even if we didn't use the Alexa wake word to start the recording process. We know how Apple is using its stance on privacy as a marketing tool to woo consumers who are uncomfortable with buying a competing device that grabs more information to turn around and resell to advertisers. So which one of these top four companies has the most to apologize for? All of them. Let us count the ways. We'll begin with Apple. We begin with the company behind the best-selling consumer device in the world, Apple and the iPhone. It's great that CEO Tim Cook regularly makes speeches decrying rivals' practices on privacy. But come on, Tim. You could stop Facebook and Google from spying on people overnight by simply changing the usage rules of the iPhone. You turn on a switch, and no company could ever use the iPhone to track people again. What a marketing tool that would be against Android phones, which of course track even more information. Google. I love that the search giant can tell me how long my morning commute will be, and better yet, make meaningful autoplay selections on YouTube where it knows my musical taste really well. But the location history feature in Maps has got to go. It's intrusive and helps only one party, Google, to sell more personalized ads. Google claims that I opted in for it. I don't recall doing that, nor if I did, was Google upfront about what I was signing up for. I found this clear upfront language not in the pop-up urging me to change my settings, but on a help page. Location history, quote, saves where you go even when you aren't using a specific Google service, unquote. Or in other words, even if you don't have a Google app open, like Google Maps or Waze. What would happen if Google was actually upfront with consumers? Facebook. So many people believe that the social network records our phone conversations to listen in and serves us up ads that Facebook was forced to put out a blog post denying it. I have this really good idea. Instead of beating your chest and denying things that many believe to be true, why not be upfront with the public, Facebook, and actually explain, really explain, why these ads are so good at showing up immediately after being discussed with our friends? Amazon. In using the number one e-tailer, we realize what the game is all about. We sign in, shop for stuff, and Amazon takes notes. It tracks our likes and purchases, and in turn, can recommend products we might like. That's all fine and good. But along with that, it also throws ads for those products that follow us around on the web. That's sometimes useful in reminding us that we forgot to click buy, but most of the time, it's annoying and creepy. Amazon says we can change those ad settings, but people should not have to go to the bother. At home, the Echo speaker records our interactions, usually when confronted with the Alexa wake word, but not always, as when snippets of a USA Today staff meeting were recorded and the Alexa word was never mentioned. Amazon has dozens of help pages to opt out of things, but they're not easy to read, and I would argue, confusing to many. Why should I have to opt out in the first place? If I buy an Amazon-branded TV or the popular Fire Stick streaming player, why should I have to go in and opt out of personalized ads? Unless you tell me upfront that I'm getting a deal on the TV in exchange for this service, no. And also, can we fix Alexa so it stops recording us without the wake word? Because that's creepy. Bottom line, love using Google and Facebook's free services, and many of us don't mind dropping $1,000 on a shiny new iPhone or $100 for a smart speaker, but do we all like being tracked in exchange? No. We need to stand up and scream, stop, to tell the companies we're not okay with being tracked, or else it's only going to get worse. And Apple needs to stop putting the blame on us for not changing our settings. It needs to change the settings permanently to stop the snooping. How do y'all feel? I would love to hear your feedback on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to us wherever you listen to online audio. And I will be back at you very shortly with another quick hit from the world of tech.